Blue Note Records is proud to present Brazilian-born vocalist-pianist Eliane Elias in a loving tribute to the music of her homeland. Bossa Nova Stories is a sublime 14-song collection that captures the cool and alluring spirit of Bossa Nova.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking in. When she passes, each one she passes close.
This year marks Bossa Nova's 50th anniversary, and Eliane Elias's rhythmic vocals and syncopated piano make her a unique interpreter of bossa favorites like Desafinado and The Girl from Ipanema. Look for Eliane Elias's Bossa Nova Stories in stores and online, or log on to BlueNote.com for more information. Well, hey there. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, mixing up the music in a way that I hope is to your liking, and thanking you for sharing part of your day with me. And as we move right along here on Anything Goes, if you've just joined us, you've come at a really opportune moment. In this edition of Anything Goes, we'll be sharing my interview with vocalist, pianist, and arranger Eliane Elias. And if you haven't yet heard of Eliane, well, I don't know. She's been around for quite some time playing the bossa nova, played with the likes of Vinicius de Moraes and Antonio Carlos Jobim, but her brand new album, Bossa Nova Stories, might just put it over and you'll start to hear more about her. She grew up in São Paulo, Brazil, and was trained as a classical musician. She's a former member of the jazz ensemble Steps Ahead, and in 1993, Eliane became one of the few artists to release jazz and classical albums simultaneously. She's recorded a number of albums for the Blue Note label, I think something like 18, and that includes her recent tribute to Bill Evans called Something for You. She also recorded a Brazilian classics album, and her most recent venture is Bossa Nova Stories. So, ladies and gents, without further ado, here's Eliane Elias.
I'm always on the road. I mean, when I come home, it's just for a moment, you know, changing suitcases and doing a few days, and then I'm back again, you know, traveling. And when I'm traveling, I enjoy because I'm with a lot of people, and I like to interact with different people, and we're always attending things and dinners and this and that and the performances. But then when I'm home, you know, if I have a chance to be quiet, that's what I like to do, and just be alone with my instrument and creating, because that's where all the projects and everything I do come from those moments that I am by myself, you know, with my instrument. So I need those moments.
On Bossa Nova Stories, you record some really classic Bossa Nova songs, and you also record some songs that are not customarily given the bossa nova treatment. Right. So how did you select those for the album?
Well, you know, first I wanted to do the songs that were there, the inception, the songs that launched the bossa nova, which were Chega de Saudade, Desafinado, and Minha Saudade. Girl from Ipanema came 2 years later, yes. Or it came in 62 or something like this, but Girl from Ipanema really opened all the doors, even more, wider doors for Brazilian music. So, of course, that would be a must to include. And other Brazilian songs that I chose to do, but I also wanted to keep in a tradition of some of the classic bossa nova recordings that were done by João Gilberto, even by Jobim himself, and include American standards done as bossa nova. Minha Saudade basically means my nostalgia, or me missing you. You know, those have love lyrics, romantic lyrics, all of the songs.
Minha Saudade é saudade de você, que não quis levar de mim a saudade de você. E foi por isso que tão cedo me esqueceu, mas eu tenho até hoje a saudade de você. Já me acostumei a viver sem o teu amor, só não consegui foi viver sem ter a saudade. E a saudade é saudade de você, que não quis levar de mim a saudade de você. Música. Saudade é saudade de você, que não quis levar de mim a saudade de você. E foi por isso que tão cedo me esqueceu, mas eu tenho até hoje a saudade de você. Já me acostumei a viver sem o teu amor, só não consegui foi viver sem ter a saudade. E a saudade é saudade de você, que não quis levar de mim a saudade de você.
The lady on the vocals, at the keyboard and doing the arranging is Eliane Elias from her newest project for the Blue Note label, Bossa Nova Stories. And the cut we just heard was Minha Saudade. And here's some more from my interview with Eliane. You were classically trained as a pianist, is that right?
That's right.
And your mom was a pianist.
My mother played classical, but she loved jazz. Very unusual, you know, for the Brazilians, but she loved jazz and had an amazing collection of jazz records. So I grew up listening. It was a fantastic time because Brazilian music was exploding. Bossa Nova was exploding. It was all around us. It was on the radio. It was on TV. It was on the streets, television, everywhere. So that music was there. Besides that, in my own house, there were records playing all the time. Like Art Tatum, Bud Powell, Nat King Cole, Wynton Kelly. I can go on and on, you know, to Bill Evans, to Oscar Peterson. So the music was there. And with my mother, who played classical music and who sent me to have lessons when I was 7 years old. And became very clear and very apparent to the teacher, to everyone, the type of talent that they were dealing with. And I was a young kid, but I still have memories of going to the piano lessons and looking over, playing something, and looking at the teacher would have tears, you know. And then it became a little hard for me at 7 years old. I didn't want to go back to the lessons because, Mom, why do they cry, you know, when I play? So it became very early clear that not that I chose music, but that music chose me. Like, it became really a strong part of me. And so I devoted myself and started, I learned. I was very good with math as well. So I learned how to do all subdivisions of rhythm and how to divide. So every time when I was a little kid, I would hear music, I would see all of the notes that would go by because I could hear everything. So once I knew how to subdivide rhythm and divide, you know, like all the subdivisions of 64, 32, all of those things, how to do that, I would hear something. Say, I would go sit by my record player and hear, let's say, Art Tatum or Bud Powell. And with the record player, I would drop the needle and take it back and write what I heard. So when I was 10, 11 years old, I had this huge repertoire of all those songs that I transcribed and wrote everything down, and I would play along with those records. When I was 17, I had a trio, jazz trio, and I was playing in a nightclub and a little table, like very near the piano. I looked over, it was Antonio Carlos Jobim with his co-writer, Vinicius de Moraes and Toquinho. They invited me to join them on their international tours.
Wow.
At first I said, I don't think I want to do it because I don't want to travel so much. My mother's going to go ahead, do it. Okay, I'm going to do it. So then I start this whole new venture with the great creators of the Brazilian music.
Tell us what those legendary guys were like.
Vinicius de Moraes, who co-wrote with Jobim, was an amazing person. He had no attachment to worldly possessions. Okay, he was a man who whatever he had was to give away. He had like 9 different wives during his life. So he was always looking for love, you know, which in retrospect, I wonder if he was ever happy, because if he was looking all the time, that means he had not found. But he had a vision of life that was so incredible, so different. He was one of Brazil's greatest poets, and he was a diplomat and a man with a vision that for a 17-year-old in the 3 years that I spent with him, he was so influential in showing me a whole different way of looking at life.
Wow. And what about Antonio Carlos Jobim? What was he like?
Oh, he was a wonderful man. He was a tremendous, tremendous influence. I mean, I witnessed moments of them together and composing and the way they approached the music. And Toquinho, who was the guitarist, with him, I really learned the art of accompanying and sharing the piano chair rhythmically with guitar and drums and all of that. So it was a fantastic time for me. Jobim, of course, he was very connected to nature. So inspired by nature. I mean, he really liked to be in the middle, unaware, in the green. The birds had an amazing effect on him, just the foliage, just nature. He loved nature. He loved women. And he wrote several songs, you know, with names of different women. And he had this little comment he used to make. It doesn't translate so great in English, but basically like, every woman that I did not have is a song that I wrote.
Eliane Elias telling us about the creators of Bossa Nova, Antonio Carlos Jobim and Vinicius de Moraes. Jobim passed the mantle of Bossa Nova to Eliane in a very real way when he asked her to record an album that he was too ill to complete. He knew that she understood the soul of Bossa Nova. Here's a bit more from my interview with Eliane. I'm Lise Avery.
Everything that I do, I am fully into it. And I would not do something that I don't feel. The importance of my relationship with the music comes before I present the work to anyone, to the public. But then my relationship with the public and the fans is extremely important too. So all of that together, you know, my artistry and whatever I feel with music combined with the idea that I want to bring to the listener something that they can stay with, that they can hang with, that can bring an emotion, whatever that is, something, whatever it can bring to them, that is something good and positive, and that is kind of the guideline, you know, for what I do. Chega de Saudade was one of the first songs back in 1958 that launched the Bossa Nova. And the lyrics are beautiful. The song has been recorded so many times, but this is a time that I am recording, singing the song, and there's a little solo in the middle of the song that is actually a transcription of the way Jobim played the little solo on his recording. So it's a special moment.
Vai minha tristeza e diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade, a realidade é que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza. É só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ela voltar, que coisa linda, que coisa louca. Pois há menos peixinhos a nadar no mar do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços são de 100 milhões de abraços. Apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos, carinho sem ter fim. Quebra acabar com esse negócio de você viver sem mim. Thank you. ela voltar. Que coisa linda, que coisa louca. Pois há menos peixinhos a nadar no mar do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços são de 100 milhões de abraços. Apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos e carinho sem ter fim. Que é pra acabar com esse negócio de você viver sem mim. Não quero mais esse negócio de você longe de mim. Vamos deixar desse negócio, desse negócio, desse negócio de você viver assim, sem mim.
From Eliane Elias's Bossa Nova Stories album on the Blue Note label, a song written by Antonio Carlos Jobim and Vinicius de Moraes. Chega de Soldaggi. And I love the way that one swings. And if you'd like to find out more about where you can hear Eliane Elias live near your hometown, or if you'd like to get a copy of Bossa Nova Stories for your very own, you can log on to BlueNote.com for all the information you need. And many of you have kindly taken the time to let me know how much you enjoy our interviews here on Anything Goes. And well, let me tell you, our interview roster is chock full of great and fascinating artists. So please put tuning into Anything Goes on this terrific radio station in your schedule if you can, because we sure are glad to have you with us. And if you really want to stay in the know, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and sign up for my newsletter. Just look for the little picture of the mailbox on my homepage. I'm Lise Avery, and I thank you for hanging out to share Anything Goes with me. If you've just joined us, well, welcome on in. Coming up after the break, we're going to be celebrating the birth of Franklin D. Roosevelt Jones with Cab Calloway. So you know you need to stick around for that. And we'll be back to this mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop and, well, hijinks in two shakes.